Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm with Jerry Peretzman.
And I'm with John, yes.
And we're both honored to be part of the Christina Lu Show.
Right. Ooh, vassals.
Yes, we were just talking about all the great programming that's going on within North. And just October, I mean, it was just astonishing all the different programs that are available. And on October 20th, which is a Tuesday, the St. Francis Cardiac Screening Van will be at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I love this program. It's really amazing. It's the van. You don't even need to register. You just come in. And they'll take your brief cardiac history, they'll take your blood pressure, do a simple blood test for cholesterol, and give you any necessary referrals. And it's amazing because some people have literally been referred to go to the emergency after this.
Really?
And they just went, they weren't even thinking, you know, anything. And, you know, it's really just something that is, and if you're in the area, it's, you don't even need to register, you can just go in, which I think is very convenient.
That's the nicest thing, that they're willing to put up their time. Maybe nobody will show up, but it's nice to turn around and say, guess what?
And they provide like dozens and dozens all over town, because I work with them on scheduling the dates, and they go all over the town, and it's really a wonderful program. So I encourage everyone to do it. You know, why not if you're in the area?
Yeah, and people here say nothing but good things about St. Francis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's a wonderful, it's really a great program. So definitely check that out if you're around. And on Wednesday, October 21st, there's going to be a chat on healthier protein choices, and that's going to be at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury from 10:30 to 11:30, which should really be they're doing an amazing job, Cornell Cooperative Extension. They do a whole series of programs there on nutrition, and it's great because they narrow it down on, you know, because you know, sometimes you don't know exactly which proteins you should be dealing with or staying away from. So definitely check that out also. And the Medicare open enrollment is always the hot topic in October, you know, to December, and it began the open enrollment. It's going to start October 15th to December 7th. And during that period, you could reevaluate, you know, your Medicare program, and you can keep it the way it is, or you could change. And it's really, you know, it gets extremely complicated knowing all the ins and outs. So throughout North Hempstead, we're going to be offering different classes on it. So that will be October 26th is the first one we're doing. And that's Joe Mazza, who works for Family and Children's HICAP program. He'll be discussing the different costs and prescription plans that are involved, and that'll be at Clinton G. Martin Park from 1 to 2 p.m. So I've only heard absolutely amazing things about that. Yes, and John's showing that next week we're actually going to have a representative on to talk about this issue as well. So it's great. We're going to be offering it in Port Washington as well, so it'll be all over the town. And I recommend everyone go and check it out.
Yeah, because it's only once a year, right? Once you make your choice, it's done.
Yep, yeah, I mean, yeah. And you just have that period from the 15th to December 7th to make that choice.
December 7th, okay.
And you could leave it how it is. And, you know, we actually got a call, too, which just reminded me from a senior who, because during this period, you know, everyone knows, and your plan doesn't expire.
Right,
okay. You can make that choice to change it. But there was a lot of companies that were sending these things saying, you know, your plan's in danger of expiring. So there's different little scam things that, you know, go on as well with it, which is interesting. So just call 311. And I love that senior actually knew. Let me call 311 and bring this up you know, the people who know about it. So definitely call 311 for anything. You know, that's if there's one thing you could walk away with, you know, today is that there's all these programs are, you know, 311's aware of. And
I was at something yesterday or the day before. I don't remember where it was. But if you have a problem dialing 311, do 869-6311.
Yeah, because if you're calling from your cell phone, too, it doesn't necessarily register.
You wind up in the city. And it's, you know, it should work every time. If you have any confusion, do the whole number
out. And another thing I just thought was absolutely amazing that the Town North Hempstead Supervisor Judy Bosworth and Councilwoman Viviana Russell and the entire town board approved a local law that utilizes state legislation to raise the maximum income limits for the senior citizen and disabled rent increase exemptions, which is great. You know, I mean, because that is now up to $40,000. They raised it so more people would be able to qualify for this within North Hempstead. which is just, you know, it just shows, you know, just really, because, I mean, housing is such an issue, especially on Long Island, and really for the senior population, it's not, it's not an easy thing, so. Now,
and that's still a low number.
Right.
There was something on TV the other day that basically said, if you don't make $50,000 with a family, then you might as well go on Medicaid.
Right.
Because, I mean, by the time you pay all the insurances and this, that, and the other thing, and try to pay rent, you have nothing.
Right. Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's just a proactive thing, you know, and just another, you know. I mean, there's so many aspects of things that help you, you know, remain in the community and stay active. And so it's great. And if you also want any more information about that, you can check this out at www.nyshcr.org, or you can contact them at 1-866-275-3427. And that'll tell you how to apply for the exemptions and everything. So it's a proactive town board, I must say.
Yeah, I know. It's important.
And we also have the building department will be providing a series called What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home. We had Lauren Suma on. Was it last week?
Last week, she was
here. Last week already. Yeah. It feels like a while ago. We had Lauren Suma on, who was talking about these. And this series should be amazing. And I just think it's great that you actually can talk to her and other people from the building department and just know what kind of permits, you know, whether you're selling the house or buying a house, because it gets, you know, so tricky, and there's things that you might not even realize you needed a permit for, and it really can make or break you buying or selling a house. So that's going to be on Monday, October 19th at Clinton G. Martin Park at 7 p.m. There'll be another one on Wednesday, October 21st at Charles Fusillo Park, that's in Carl Place, and Monday, October 26th at Hector Gale Roslyn Community Center in Roslyn Heights. And what I thought was great, too, the co-host that day said, you know, is there anything, you know, during the day? And she said she's working with a lot of different libraries and other things to do things during the day as well, that, you know, that seniors might be more prone to go to. So
the one thing that we were talking a little bit earlier, a slight change, of course, about insurances and have it reviewed, you know, especially for seniors, it's just as important to go to these programs that Lauren's doing with the town and ask your questions about your house. You think you have something organized. You get all excited. You're ready to sell and downsize. And you find out that the bank won't give the buyer a mortgage because this wasn't permitted or this wasn't filed for. It's now is the time.
Yep.
Take a step in advance of doing
and
something.
And plus, too, I think, you know, this is, you know, this whole building department advocate is one of the things that Supervisor Bosworth had enacted when she first came in. And it really, I mean, it's just amazing when you think about it, they having direct access to ask these questions that, you know, and this is a perfect, and you hear other people's questions that might be beneficial to what, you know, you never might have thought of something like that. So it's I really recommend everyone to go to these seminars and ask.
Well, I'm sure you.
Again, all these programs are free.
Right. Absolutely.
That's the important thing to keep in mind.
No, absolutely.
Years ago, people were afraid to ask these questions
because
they thought a light bulb's going to go off and they're going to come investigate your house.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
We are trying. Judy Bosworth and the town and the board is trying to help you live the easiest you can in your home. So.
Yes, absolutely. And I also want to encourage everyone, anybody that was at our Aging in Place conference, got the Circle of Support template, which is, we've been talking about this. It's been, you know, really worked on by a lot of different people. And it's an amazing, amazing thing. And I really recommend everyone call 311 or 869-6311 and say that you'd like, you know, either a copy of it or to sit down with a social worker who will go over this Circle of Support that, you know, I mean, it. You write down who's in your community, your family and friends, your service providers, health and wellness. I mean, there's all different categories, and it's very clear. And it shows you where some of your gaps might be in, you know, your planning, because we're all about planning, you know. And that's really across North
Carolina. We're all about the base.
Yeah. That's right. That too, John. But I just really think everyone should definitely have it because it helps you and I think your family in general. So.
And these, the four sections are really all the pertinent stuff that people
And we all, I mean, there's been a lot. It's really been a collaborative effort in trying to narrow down and make it as clear as possible because you don't want it to be an overwhelming tool at all. And what's amazing that all of our social workers are trained on it and will sit with you and help you start filling it out, which is great.
Now, they'll come to you or you have to, have to go to CGM?
Either way.
Oh, okay.
If you want to come in and meet with them, you know, and we have different offices throughout North Hempstead. But they'll also do a home visit with you and sit with you. So it's whatever you prefer.
The nicest thing about this is you're not talking to anybody trying to sell you anything. Mm-hmm. You're going to a government office, safe, secure, just to start the conversation.
Yeah,
you'll walk out of there saying, I know everything, I'm fine. Yeah. Or you'll walk out of there saying, honey, we got to go home and do some homework.
Absolutely.
And lots of parking.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Easy parking. Remember that. You don't have to walk far.
Right, a cleansy mind parking.
Good point, yeah.
Absolutely. Right. But I definitely, and what I think is great too about working with the social workers is they know a lot of different services that are in the community that you might not have known. So they could help you fill in a lot of these gaps as well. So definitely call 311 for that.
That's the biggest one.
Yes. And so as we said, next week we have on, we're going to be talking about the 2016 Medicare updates. We have one of my absolute favorite, which I cannot wait, is we have the Museum of Interesting Things on, Denny Daniel, who we've had on, I think we've had him on two or three times, and but he was on our radio show years ago, and we actually partnered with him to do an antique roadshow earlier. I guess it was like last year. But he comes on, and I recommend everyone to come in. It's a fun segment. He'll have a lot of nostalgic items that you could hear, so definitely check it out.
Perfect. And that's it. The whole day has flown by, always ending with a phenomenal Christina Lou show. Until next week, everybody have a wonderful week. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, Project Independence and you. Thank you.